What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning to another episode of Philly Talks. I'm your host, Big Baby Steve. Guys, like I said before, I say it again, thank you for every time you play that play button and you download my episodes and you listen to me. I appreciate it all the time, you know what I'm saying? It means a lot, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little sore. Yesterday, I recorded this episode last night, so yesterday I went for a jog at the park. It's been a long time since I've actually done some cardio workout, so my legs are a little swollen. So, I'm about to massage these bad boys. Luckily, my girlfriend bought me like one of these massage sticks that she got from her job, and it's not that bad actually. It's really not that bad. So, I'm gonna massage my legs a little bit, mostly the quads, because if I don't, they're probably gonna be really sore. But, getting into this episode, this episode is Order 66. So for people who know, great. For people who don't know, can't wait for you to find out why the episode is called Order 66. But before we get into all that, some sports news came out that I was quite amazed with. The Chiefs have extended Mahomes' contract, their quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, for 10 years, for $450 million. 10 years for $450 million. He's the highest paid athlete right now in football. Like, that's crazy. And all his guarantees come 1 year ahead. So basically, he gets his 2021 money in 2020. He gets his 2021 money. I know he gets his 22 money, his 2022 money, and 2021. Like, he's guaranteed cash up to a year in advance, which is bananas. You know what I mean? That's a huge commitment. Congratulations to Patrick Mahomes he's earned it. You know what I mean? He's a special, special young man who has some really good skills on the football field, and he proved it. And this contract shows that the Chiefs are committing to Patrick Mahomes long-term, and Patrick Mahomes is committing to the Chiefs long-term. Will he do all 10 years under this contract? Maybe not. I can see in 5 years them renegotiating, but maybe I'm wrong. You know, it's football. So, other news, Cam Newton came out, and he had a little video where he put out where he was, it looked like he was coming at the Panthers and all that, talking about, but I think what he was doing was putting everybody on notice about the disrespect of no one calling him after he got released by the Panthers. Now, this may be the fault of the Panthers for releasing Cam Newton after the draft. If they released him before the draft, I think somebody would have picked him up, but they didn't. So now he has to play for the Patriots for pennies on the dollar. But if he does good with the Patriots, he's going to see some good money coming his way. So I think that's mostly all the news in sports. Oh, yeah, UFC 251. Also going to be on here. It's coming this weekend, this Saturday. Make sure you watch that. Gilbert Burns, he fell out. He was tested positive for the COVID-19. He was replaced with Jorge Masvidal to fight Kamaru Usman for the welterweight title. So that's going to be a huge fight in and of itself. You know what I mean? So that's going to be great. So make sure you tune in this Saturday for the UFC 251. Fight card. It's going to be amazing. All right. But all right, guys. I think that's it. I think that's everything that's happening in the sports world right now. All right. Let's get into this episode. Welcome to episode, is it 54? I think 54. Order 66. What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning in. I know by the sound of the title, I don't know what I'm going to name it yet. I think I know what I'm going to name it. I'm pretty sure I know what I'm going to name it. I'm right now it's Tuesday around 11 o'clock at night that I'm recording this. I'm going to drop this tomorrow, which is, what's the name? Sorry, I'm a little off. Yeah. So
tomorrow will be the 8th. So I'm dropping this on the 8th. So it's a Tuesday night. Just came back from a jog. I'm pretty sure I told you that. I told you guys about this in the intro. So let's just get straight to it. If you know what the title of this episode consists of, thank you for tuning in. You know, I'm glad you know. You know, if you don't know what the title is, again, I still thank you, but I'll educate you a little bit on it. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to name the title of this episode Order 66. And for the people who don't know what Order 66 is, when I was a kid, my uncle took me to go watch a movie with my cousins. And it was, I believe it was Star Wars, Revenge of the Sith. Mind you, I've never watched Star Wars before this. I was maybe 11, 12 years old, if that. I've never seen it. Didn't know what it was about. I thought it was going to be boring. You know what I mean? I remember the commercials for it, and it looked pretty cool. So when they told me about it, I was like, okay, cool. I guess I'll go watch it. And it was a good movie. You know, if you haven't seen Star Wars, I don't blame you, but it's actually a really good movie. It's one of those movies that even before I even started studying, screenwriting and studying how to make, movies and capture audiences' attention, that's what it did for me. Watching it for the first time, made me not only enjoy it, but made me want to go watch the first two movies that came out that led up to it. That's how good it was. It was fiction, but it blurred the lines of reality and you know, movie, basically, you know, non-real and real, basically. It did that for me as a kid. But the movie, if from beginning to end, it was a good. So if Order 66 was never created in this movie, I'd give that Star Wars movie maybe a 5 or 6. You know, it was. For the time, it was great graphics and all that. And I know you guys are going like, what are you talking about, Steve? Why are you talking about Star Wars? Bear with me here. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. During this movie, The Revenge of the Sith, at one point, the Chancellor, the bad guy, who was undercover as a good guy, causing all these clones to kill the Jedi. And he called it Order 66. When I saw that, that blew me away because I didn't see that coming. Mind you, again, I wasn't a fan of Star Wars, so I didn't know what to come with it. People who had probably got the comic books and read the books and remember probably the old TV show probably knew what it was, but I didn't. And it blew me away, and it captured my attention, even to the point where I still think that's probably one of my favorite scenes in any movie today is when Order 66 happens and the clones turn on the Jedi and join the Sith. It was eye-opening. At the time, I didn't know what I think I know now, and that is that Star Wars used a little bit of non-fiction history to bring that all together. And I know what you guys are talking about. All right, Steve, let's get to the point. I got you. Don't worry. So, ever since this has happened with the George Floyd thing and the Black Lives Matter movement really taking a big step forward on this protest and everything, a lot of people have been asking that the Confederate flag not be recognized as a flag anymore. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people from the South are completely flabbergasted. They are honestly so angry because to them, that flag represents some of the ancestors that fought in the war, in the Civil War, and died. And they thought that, you know, by them dying, they were fighting for something good. You know what I'm saying? For the North, for us up here in the North and stuff, we were like, nah, that's like the Confederate flag just means racism. You know what I'm saying? But I can understand why some people in the South might think that the Confederate flag means something to be proud of. I only bring that up because the way the Confederates became their own, like their own army and their own people, and their own, and had got their own flag because they turned their back on the Union, which was the North. Abraham Lincoln was the president at the time. He abolished slavery. He said no more slavery, and that's when the South fought back and sneaked attacked them and killed a lot of the North, the Union Army soldiers. You know, both sides definitely lost blood, but they struck first. Now that I see what's happening, and now clicked for me, like maybe last week, that Star Wars took that piece of history and put it into their movie, and that's why it was so, for me, it was so capturing, because I was like, wow, that could never really happen in real life, but it did. You know what I'm saying? The Confederates really did sneak attack the North and made a civil war. You know what I'm saying? So for people who are like, oh no, the Confederate flag really means this. No, no, no. The Confederate flag really means racism. I'm sorry to tell you that. You know what I'm saying? Because at the time, there was like, what were you guys fighting for? You know what I'm saying? You were only fighting for to keep slavery. It wasn't like they were trying to raise taxes on you. It wasn't like they were telling you that they were taking jobs away. It wasn't telling you that you didn't have the freedom to do what you wanted. No, no, no. What the Confederates at the time, I'm not talking about the people from the South now, but at the time, what they were fighting for was to keep their slaves, because they didn't see them as humans. They saw them as cattle, livestock. You know what I'm saying? This is how they kept their farms going for so long, for over 400 years, because they used, you know, African Americans out. And I remember somebody said that African Americans isn't actually a word. That's a different topic for a different day, but I don't mind saying blacks. They use the blacks to to keep their systems, their farm system going, to keep their household going. You know what I'm saying? They, like, let's be honest, they didn't just keep black men and women just to pick cotton and raise vegetables and all that. They used them to have babies too. There was a lot of white females that couldn't have babies. So they would do is they would find basically the owner, the man of the house would find the prettiest black girl on the field, and he said, well, I'm just gonna make a baby with her. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it went. So it wasn't like they were using them just for the house and the farm. It was, they were also using them and forcing themselves on, you know, females to keep their bloodline going. You know what I'm saying? I think if the baby came out black, then they would just throw him back onto the field. But if it came out white, because the man's had a more dominant gene, then they would keep the baby inside. So that being said, you guys weren't fighting, like the Confederates weren't fighting for anything great. They weren't fighting because they felt some type of way. No, they were like, no, we paid money for these slaves, and not only have they paid off their debt that we paid for, but we want to keep them for a couple more years. You know what I'm saying? So they decided to go against the Union. That all in a nutshell is what represents the Confederates. Because if you don't know, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I was looking up because I wanted to make sure, because I like to fact check everything, you know, before I say anything. So in 1865, right, the 13th Amendment was passed, and that's when slavery was abolished. And in the document, it says, passed by Congress on January 31st, 1865, and ratified on December 6, 1865, the 13th Amendment abolished slavery in the United States. Nor involuntary servitude, excuse me, I'm getting the hiccups, wow. Except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. So basically, the 13th Amendment came out and it said, hey, no more slavery. Nobody can work for without pay unless they're in jail and they're on the chain gang. And if you don't know what the chain gang was, the chain gang was just people who were in prison, mostly black people, a good portion of black people. And they would work on railroads and stuff like that on the chain gang. They would all be chained together, their feet together, and they would just be doing something for the U.S. They will be building train tracks. They'll be building trains. They'll be digging out fields. Like, whatever needed to be done to help the U.S. go farther, that's what they used the chain gang for. You know what I'm saying? And I know some of you guys are like, okay, well, that's fair enough. If you messed up, if you did something wrong, then you should definitely, you know, pay for that. Cool. A lot of these crimes were petty crimes. You know what I'm saying? Because here's where I want everybody to realize where the 13th Amendment left the slaves in the South, right? Because here in the North, we were like, okay, no more slavery. We can help you, you know, get what you need. In the South, what were they supposed to do? They were told, hey, you can leave now. You know what I'm saying? The war, we lost the war, so you can leave. But none of them knew how to write. None of them knew how to read. They just knew how to pick cotton. You know, they know how to pick cotton. They know how to raise vegetables. Like, all they knew was to work. But when you don't have an education system and you don't know navigation, you know what I'm saying? Like, even for the people, even during the war, there's a reason why Harriet Tubman and a lot of other people had the railroad system and had a lot of white people from the North come down to the South to help out with that railroad system, because they didn't know their North to their South. You know what I'm saying? So when they ran and they tried to escape, they were literally running to nowhere because they didn't know where they were going. They didn't know if they were continually going South or they were going North. You know what I'm saying? They had to use the stars, and they were hoping that the tales that they were told, that the North Star, that this is your North Star, and if you just keep running towards it, you'll finally hit the North. You know, like, they didn't know what to do. So when slavery was abolished, they didn't know where to go. They didn't know how to do any jobs. Like, they didn't know how to do math. You know what I'm saying? So you know what the Confederates did? Who were like, okay, we gave up. We're part of the United States again. Cool. They said, hey, you can be on the chain gang. You get arrested for pettiness. So basically, all the blacks who were left out of slavery had no jobs and no homes. So guess what? If you stole, because you have to steal now. If you're by yourself or you have a baby or something and you're out of slavery, you're going to have to steal because nobody's hiring you in the South. Nobody. So now if you want to go steal a piece of candy bar, arrested. What's your punishment? You're doing 13 years on the chain gang. For a candy bar? Because I was hungry? That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. If you were homeless, jail. You got jailed for being homeless. What's your punishment? You'll do 10 years. You'll do 10 years for being homeless. I didn't have a home. I was a slave. I was kicked out the farm because they said I couldn't be there no more. Well, guess what? Boom. You're now in the chain gang. So you're doing the same thing that we just freed you for. You are now about to do it again on the chain gang for another 10 years. Like, that's absolutely crazy. Like, that screams sore loser so much that I don't know what else can top that. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't have a job, jailed. Years on the chain gang. Like, it was like the South really was like, hey, we really don't want to let all these black people go to the North, because then we really have to start working for ourselves, and we don't want that. So what we're going to do is we're just going to jail them up and have them go on the chain gang and build stuff for us. Like, that's what the Confederate flag meant. You know what I mean? Like, even after they were defeated, and they were like, well, we'll still keep the Confederate flag, even though we're, you know, that we lost and everything, we'll still keep it. And then y'all keep it, and then because y'all sore losers, not saying the people now, just the people back then, were sore losers, you guys decided, well, hell, because of that, we'll start arresting people for petty things. Like, that's what they were fighting for. If you didn't know, that's what your history was fighting for. The history of the Confederate flag. They weren't fighting for anything good. They weren't fighting because they thought it was the right thing. They did it because they didn't want to give up their slaves. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't see them as humans. So when, like, again, if you had someone in the Confederate army who died, not everyone's bad. Some people just joined the Confederate army because they were told, they were young, they were 17, 18, 19 years old. They were told, oh, you need to join the Confederate army. You know what I'm saying? You need to join because it's the right thing to do. And they were like, yeah, I guess, you know what I'm saying? I got to fight for my country now. Because you remember that the Confederates split from the United States. They named themselves their own country. You And they said, we are our own country. We don't want to be part of you guys anymore. After they attacked the Union. Like, at what, like, what part of his... I would love, and don't get me wrong, because I'm very open-minded. I would love for someone to tell me, if I'm wrong, what else the Confederates fought for during the Civil War. If it wasn't just because of the slavery, what else? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I in fact checked everything, but I'm pretty sure I did. I would like you guys to let me know what else was the Confederates fighting for. Because nobody was trying to jail them up. Nobody was trying to make them into slaves. They just said, hey, you know, all those black people you have working on your farms? Yeah, they're people. So let's try to, you know, let's try to get them free. You know what I'm saying? Let's help them out. Oh, no, that can't do that. Civil War. That's what you guys are. That's what are some of the people now you're fighting for. You don't even know your own history of what the Confederate flag was, but you talk about how it's so great and how your ancestors fought for it and they died for it as if it's something to be proud of. You know what I'm saying? It's not. That's like, that's literally like if someone was protecting a murderer. You know what I'm saying? They were protecting a murderer in their house. They said, I'm not going to turn you in. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to clothe you. And I'm not going to turn. I know you killed somebody that was innocent, that you didn't have to kill, but I'm going to look out for you. Like, that's exactly what you guys were doing. I know you kidnapped somebody and made them work for you for so long, but I'm going to help you out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be proud of that. You can't say, well, my grandfather died protecting a murderer. You can't. Like, that doesn't go that way. You know what I'm saying? So for all the people who scream all lives matters, I agree with you. All lives do matter. But please do not come down on the Black Lives Matter movement as well. You know what I'm saying? We should be uplifting everybody. You know what I'm saying? We shouldn't be taking somebody's movement and being like, oh yeah, that's cool, but here's mine. I got another one to trump yours. Like, we shouldn't be trumping each other. Of course all lives matter. Of course. But don't come down on someone who's, you know, wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt or it has a sign that says Black Lives Matter, like, because it's not right. It's not. It's absolutely not. You know, I just saw the other day a video of this kid that was, who said he had a Black Lives Matter shirt on, and there was a rally for the Confederate flag and whatever. He says he was visiting one of his ancestors who died in the war. So they were in the park where a lot of the soldiers were buried, and out of nowhere a crowd of people just came over, white people, and they were like, all lives matter, and they were just coming at him, and they thought that he was like, look, I didn't even know you guys were having a rally. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just came to pay respects. And they just came at him heavy. They were just coming at him, surrounding him. You know what I'm saying? And my thing was, you don't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? You really, like, you don't have to surround somebody and be like, oh, all lives matter. Like, we know all lives matter. But right now we're talking about Black lives. And it would be really great if you guys would support. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how getting back to, you know, the movies, that's how I figured out that Star Wars had taken a piece of history and put it into their movie, because it was a Civil War basically in the movie, and I enjoyed that. And now knowing that I know that because I'm older, I wanted to share it with you guys. You know what I'm saying? But also give my thoughts on what the Confederate flag means to me. You know what I'm saying? If I'm wrong or there's something that I missed, please let me know. You know what I'm saying? I'll be the first one to be like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. Cool. Another fun fact to know. But until right now, that flag unfortunately just means racism. You know what I'm saying? It just means hate. It means holding down another race of human and treating them as if they were livestock and cattle. you know, you might not agree with me, but, you know, prove me wrong. That's all I gotta say. Prove me wrong. You know, but thanks, guys. I enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed telling you guys about the Star Wars movie. I've became a huge fan. I'm actually binge watching the Star Wars movie. I watched The Phantom Menace yesterday, and I'm about to finish off the Clone Wars episode tonight. And then tomorrow, when I drop this episode, I'll be watching The Revenge of the Sith, which is probably one of my favorite movies. You know, if you haven't watched Star Wars, give it a try. You know what I mean? I didn't like Star Wars either. I didn't like anime either until I thought Naruto was stupid until I actually started watching it. And I was like, oh, cool. That's, you know what I'm saying? I started watching Naruto when I was a lot younger as well. My cousins were all into it. They were all, when it was on Cartoon Network and all that, and then it went down to Adult Swim. Like, they were all into it. And I was like, I'm not really a fan. Later on in life, I was like, oh, that's actually not that bad. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of cool. You know what I'm saying? But, guys, that's my time. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Oh, sorry. Also, for all the German listeners, I know that I said I didn't know any German on the last episode. I said I didn't know any good German words and whatever. I actually do. I was actually mistaken. You know what I mean? Shout out to the French fans and to the German fans. But to the German fans, I know a word or a phrase, and it's Gesundheit. You know what I'm saying? That you say that when someone sneezes. So I know that. So, you know, I wanted to give you guys a shout out because I said some French words on my last episode. So I want to say some German words. So I'll probably put that in the intro too. Probably. You might hear that in the intro tomorrow as well. I might forget that I put it in this episode, but I'll try not to put it in the intro so you guys can know. But thanks, guys. Stay safe. I'm out.